This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Holloman stops it, finds the pass inside, shot almost blocked away, and rebounded by Gillespie. 9 seconds to go. Kevin Woodard says, let's push it. 6 seconds, five. Gillespie with a three. That's no good. Rebounded by the Spartans. And Holloman trying to beat the...
Oh my gosh,
are you kidding me? He hits a shot at the buzzer.
A 50-footer at the buzzer.
In the back court.
That counted.
No time remaining. They got to look at it, but I think that shot's good.
I don't think there's any question about it. That shot was good.
Yes.
Johnny Holiday, Chris Knocke, the Wizard, Walt Williams on that call on an absolutely bonker end of game sequence where Terps, they get the stop. They get the rebound. You're thinking, okay, worst case scenario, they're going to go to overtime. Jacoby Gillespie puts the shot up with 4.6 seconds remaining. It hits off front iron where it goes perfectly to Holloman, who ended up hitting the more than half court heave for Michigan State to win at the buzzer.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a good thing that the Terps aren't in one of these scheduling situations where it's 3 or 4 days between games. I would think you lose one like that at home. You want to be able to get back out there quickly and sort of erase it and get back to the many, many things that they do well that didn't show up. Somebody's got to let them in.
Oh, yeah. Ben, you want to grab him? Thanks.
Coach Patsos is live stuck radio at a locked door that he can't get through. But yeah, I would think they want to get back out there. They want to exercise those demons. They want to get back to being something closer to their best selves. Sunshine. Offensively. And look, they
nice
have
haircut.
Been able to. Me?
Look, you look high and tight, clean shaven.
I got to do a little bit of TV afterwards. That's the only reason.
Yeah, you got the makeup on?
No.
What are you guys talking about? You
not
come in,
streaming.
The guy's looking like $1 million and you don't say, you look
goodness.
Great?
We don't compliment each other much around here, Coach.
Ginger Gorilla, we miss you. I heard there was major dental surgery going on.
But it's always
Dude,
with him.
It's always.
My wife,
one of his
God love her, miss her. One of the funniest things she used to do is she used to do the Ken.
Yeah.
Every time when he was on his smile, looking off into the distance,
yeah.
Thinking about
who knows
which tooth's going to fall out next.
Yeah, or who's going to be backup point guard for the Terps because they need a bench. 23-0, not good.
Yeah.
23-0. You know what it is? We love Willard. We love the Terps. The Crab Five started getting momentum. I love it, Jason. But
yes.
What we weren't talking about, Jason, was what? That we have no bench. And it kind of reared its head. They played 9 guys. They
yep.
had 23 points off the bench, Michigan's. That, look, they lost on a bank shot to Ohio State and a 58-footer.
The only kid who played even 27 minutes was Richardson. Their best player, everybody
Richardson
else was between 15. Like 15
everybody else
and 25.
Single digits, but, I mean, single points. He's got a lot of bigs. None of them are great, but they're all
right.
Good, but they're big.
Serviceable.
Julian has hand. Serviceful bigs. I like Geronimo. I wish we had found a guard off the bench. Clearly, DHS is struggling. Nice kid and everything. They like him.
Yeah.
As Gary Williams said, Jim, we better have 7.5. I go, what does that mean, Coach? 7.5 players at all times. One backup guard, one backup big, and then is it McEvork, a solid 6'5 defensive backup point guard? Is it Ryan Randle? Who's your eighth man? And your eighth man better be a guy. Back then, different, Jason. That could, your eighth man was supposed to be a younger guy that was going to be moving up. Six and seven were Taj Holden and Drew Nicholas. They were pretty good.
Not bad.
No, well, right. But in other words, you better have seven, and then you better have a half that's kind of moving in the right direction, not the wrong direction, if that makes sense. Well, that was a Gary Williams thing.
We talked to your buddy Greg Manning Jr. Before the game, and the two guys I brought up
were
Geronimo and Gapari. And because of the length and the size, and it's going to be, I thought it was Geronimo's kind of jam. It's going to be a throwback old school game. I thought it'd be played in the high 60s or low 70s, not necessarily the 50s, but still. And he's like, yeah, I think he's like, I think Geronimo's going to play more minutes than he has all year. And we feel good about where Gapari is. And then Gapari didn't play at all. And Geronimo did what he could do, but it was limited. What was it? Nine and a half minutes.
This isn't being critical, but I listen to you guys all. I love you guys, and I listen to what you say about we don't want to steal a million bases in the spring, but we have to steal some because we want to steal some in August.
Yeah.
Did they play people in November that are now helping them? We don't know.
Yeah.
I know DHS was an experiment that they had to take him off the bench. Rice has been fantastic.
Yes.
What Willard has done pushing buttons with the Crab Five, Queen's involvement, Reese's consistency, there's no criticism here. But I was listening to you guys talking, and Tim, I didn't realize that we were that poor of a base-stealing team. You know me, I'm going to stay on topic, but 18th. I like to jump around.
18th.
Not good enough.
But what I heard, like what you said, Jason, was you have to do some of this in March if you want to do it in June, and then you really want to do it in September and October. Mm-hmm. Looking back, I wonder if Willard wished he had gone with some younger guys when they were winning by 10, 20, 50. Do you go back and say, why didn't Gapari get more developed? I think Geronimo is exactly what he said he's going to be.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. We don't right now have a guard coming off the bench.
No.
So can the Crab Five do it? Can Geronimo help? I like Gapari's length. I pray for DHS. I want to see him do better. I know he's in a little bit of a funk. You know, it's tough when you're any player. Hey, you've covered the highest level, Jason. Here comes Zach. What do you got, 50 quarterbacks for us that were going to be the next Joe Montana that didn't make the second year, third year, that were on the bench or out of the league? So you've seen this. But it still doesn't make it any better when it's happening to you personally. Like, in other words, DHS had all this ranking, and now he's a little bit. He's trying. He has a good attitude. He's come off the bench. He helped him at Washington. But Penn State scares me. They've won a couple in a row. Rhodes can coach. Ace Bailey from St. Francis is going
to
have 20.
He likes it.
They got a guard off the bench. They have a guard off the bench who can score, who's going to have 10 or 15. And talk about a place you better bring your own momentum up there. As great a school as that is, and I know Vinny's all fired up because they're on the bubble for the hockey says they're in. I looked right after I left here. They're not in.
Yeah.
16 teams make it. 8 are automatic. They're like, they're on the outside looking in.
Vinny's they're the got next him, four.
Vinny's got him the next four, and Vinny's got him cutting it down. He's got him cutting down the nets, and his kid's dropping center next to Ovechkin next year. And I hope he makes it. I love Charlie. Anyways, Penn State's hockey, Penn State's wrestling, Penn State's football are all unbelievable. Their basketball place, it's a tough job. There's going to be no way. You're going to have to create your own energy coming off a 50-foot loss. I'm really kind of worried a little bit. Am I allowed to say that?
You absolutely are.
They haven't won a game in Happy Valley since 2015, Jimmy.
What?
They've lost 7 straight games.
Jeez, I was still coaching then.
7 straight games at Penn State they've lost.
But these kids don't know. I mean, they'll know it because Willard's going to use it as a teaching tool.
And
but
Micah
like,
Shrewsbury could coach. You know, I mean, Micah's at Notre Dame. I sometimes, Jason, would rather go into the house full of lions and say, let's go fight them. Going into a weird,
well, that's
quiet
what Izzo
place.
Just did.
Right.
And I even said going into that game, they're coming in off this game against Michigan that they won. And instead of it being a letdown, we're going into the cauldron. And guess what? We're dogs. We run this conference, and they think we're going to lose by 5 to these guys. They think we can't handle this.
That was probably, by the way, might have been his pregame speech.
Yeah. I mean, like,
good
I'm looking at it
there.
Saying
David
this sets
good.
Up pretty oh, well, Fran.
Good show. I had the Wizards. I apologize to everybody. We were watching, but I had the Wizards who were.
You don't need to apologize.
No, I wanted to be there. But when you got the Wiz against the Trailblazers, you got the Wiz against the Trailblazers. You do what they tell you. I'm labor, Tim, not management, as are you.
Yes. Don't we know it.
Dude.
Don't we know
it. But you got a good manager. Scotty J's listening. I got to tell you this.
Scotty J.
Greg Talbot from Strategic Tax. You know, you guys, he's one of your sponsors.
Yeah.
Joppa
yeah.
Road. I just left him.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, anybody that's got a little tax issues, maybe you have something that's old. Maybe you got a little, maybe you have
I just
some
did
fines.
My taxes, Jimmy.
Maybe this guy, I heard of him for you, and I now met him, and he's there in person. You sit around the room. You're like, okay, maybe we could have done that different. Maybe we should
do
this.
Nice.
He's one of your sponsors.
Jimmy, we don't put anyone up. Oh,
no,
advertisements.
He's not
something. They got to pass the bar, man.
Believe me, a couple of years ago, I had a little issue. Called some lady in California, nothing to casting aspersion. Then some guy from Kansas calls me back and somebody from Seattle. No,
yeah,
this guy's
good.
On Joppa Road. He meets you.
I love Joppa Road.
Great guy. Got a nice parking right next to the mall.
I do love Joppa Road. Joppa Road's one of the best roads in
the
world.
It goes all the way across the whole place.
It goes forever.
This guy's a normal guy.
Goes to Pennsylvania.
Daughter's going to Elon. There's other daughters that... His other daughter's a greyhound, even though you're a Don. My thing is this.
I like the hound.
I'm going to give one of your sponsors a shout-out who deserves it. This guy answers the phone. They set up appointments, and you sit at a conference table, and you actually do documentation, not email, text, or anything. So anybody that has to talk about a tax thing, go see Greg Talbot.
Tax day's coming up.
It's around the corner.
Before we hit a break, a lot is...
We kind of did just hit the break. I think we just hit a break.
We're
going to talk about thousand when we come back.
Well, we 100% are. But before we hit a break, Jimmy, a lot has been made of the end-of-game sequence. Jacoby Gillespie, the ball leaving his hands with 4.6 seconds left. You
I didn't
obviously
think he
coached
ever,
for a long time.
I didn't think he ever knew how much time he had.
What did you think of that?
Here's the thing. Willard used his timeouts fantastically because he scored out of both of them, and they had to use them, and they were critical. Remember when you're down six, you got to get it to four, and you got to get it to two before you have a time. They got to stop. Okay. Maybe it was a little bit of a pull. What do you think they're watching on TV, Tim? The same thing you're watching. They don't show highlights of the guy driving and getting fouled and making a free throw and the stop to win the game. That's not on ESPN.
Yeah.
That's not Stanford Steve's job, who was in Towson last night.
Yep.
The job is, okay, did he make a three or not? He's been your go-to guy offensively. Rice has clearly been great, and Queen's Queen. Now, Queen and Reese they showed what big boy basketball is like, and that's they've adjusted as the year's gone on. Gillespie will adjust. But forget the 60-footer. The 60-footer and the bank shot at Ohio State, those don't count. Like, you can't – they're not going to do that again. 150. I'll give them 50 shots. They're not making that. So I don't mind that. Do I wish he tried to get fouled? Sometimes I think referees panic and will call a foul, especially at home. And was the guy on him and everything? But in terms of, like, that shot, that's what – Jay Jordan Poole's taking those shots. Dylan Williamson and Towson took those shots last night. Forget about what Curry, Jalen Brunson, Jason Tatum, the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and we'll talk about out West and Ja Morant and whether the Nuggets can get Jamal Murray going. These are what they're watching these guys take to win games, Tim, not driving and getting to the foul line and scoring and winning by one. That's why Juan Dixon and Steve Blake and Shimon Shostakovich, as they got older, were clever. Harlequin, a clever servant, loyal to his master. They were Harlequins. They wanted to win because we wanted to get on that plane and be happy with Coach Williams. Happy birthday, March 4th. We wanted to win because we wanted to win the game. I don't think Gillespie had any ill intention there.
No.
But that's what they're watching. They're not watching Johnny U engineer a drive. They're not watching John Elway hand the ball off in the drive. He handed the ball off half the time.
Yeah.
Like, but they got the stop. Willard used his timeouts to get the scores he needed. Would they have won in overtime? I don't know. They were losing, you know, they didn't score enough points.
Right.
But I don't blame the 60-footer. In other words, everyone's like, if he shot it a second later, they wouldn't have time. They made a 60-footer on the road. You better write that down. There ain't that many. Pearl Washington did that against Gary Williams in Syracuse. That's where they put Pearl rest his priest. That's where his number is on the court.
On the court, yeah.
Is where he shot it from 48 feet because Gary had a guy miss a free throw. He made the first. And there was so in other words, is that perfect part? But if Gillespie makes it, everybody's happy.
Of course.
I was at Illinois when Anthony Cowan made the three and everybody said it was a great shot because the guy went under the screen. Izzo's guys was not going to make the mistake. He was up on him hard. Should he have driven? We're learning in February because it's called March Madness.
Yeah,
there we go.
Calendar flips tomorrow. Jimmy Patsos, he's an Inside Access Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
And a Hall of Fame human being.
Yes.
And he's staying with us for another segment because Towson.
It's on fire.
I was there. It was
regular
rocking.
Season.
It was rocking.
Unbelievable.
We're going to break down the Tigers next.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Next on the Fan.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's only the second time we've won a CAA championship in school history. We were able to do it, you know, whatever, 3 years ago. And, you know, look, you're ultimately judged at, you know, what happens in the conference tournament, but it's a lot harder to be the best team for 4 months than it is for 3-4 days. So I'm proud of our guys. You know, we struggled early in the non-conference and we just played very well in league.
That was Towson men's basketball coach Pat Scarry, who joined our show yesterday, Jimmy. And Towson, after knocking off...
I was busy prepping for the game, and I didn't have Spiro, although Ben did a really good job. Spiro's out. Ken's out. What's going on with this town, Jason? This is your town. Don't tell me this town ain't got no heart.
All I know is I hit the post, brother. I hit the post.
Towson won 88-73.
I go to the Outer Banks for 1 week every year. Outside of that, you can find me right here, 2-6 weekdays.
Love it. And you were at the game last night.
I was there.
How was that rocking crowd?
It was awesome. You know, we go to a lot of games.
That's
there.
Why the G League. Let's jump around, but stay on topic. We're gonna stay on topic, Tim, but we're gonna outlie a little bit.
Hey, I'll go.
That's why
you take
Jason's
us,
thing about having G League and right events there, because it's the right size.
It's perfect.
Full last night, hockey jerseys.
Yes.
But as a fan and you going in, what did you think?
It was, you forget when you go there a lot and it's 1,000 people there, what it's like if there were 4,800 like last night, and that upper level is filled as well, so close to that low ceiling.
Right, making
you're
noise.
Dug down underneath. Like it.
And a great game. William and Mary, Under Armour School. Brian Earle, like the coach, his first game in college ever was a loss to numero uno here at Siena.
He never let him forget that.
He's a great guy. He's a much better coach than me. They pressed. They ran. It was fun.
And they hit their threes in the first half, and they built up a big lead.
They built up a big lead. Scary's always good. Power! Power! He kept yelling. I love his Boston accent. In the second half, power's the old Tim Duncan play. Get it inside to the paint. You can't shoot a three. It was Dave Odom's like anti-shooting threes, making sure power was for Tim Duncan. They ran it. Suleiman's the man, high character, high integrity guy, can really play, got the great Luther, sounds like Idris Elba when he talks, it's awesome. I think Tahad is a quiet guy, but he's really a great leader because he puts a lot of time in the gym. Williamson looked like Jordan Poole, Steph Curry with the step backs. But Christian May might be the glue because he's playing defense on the other team's best player. That guy couldn't get off in the second half, Gabe Dorsey.
Yes.
But what President's done, Ginsburg to Steve the AD, but really Scary, he gets the credit. inch by inch, grind by grind. They have their band and they have their dances. They're over Christmas. We're not. Everybody does that when the kids are away. They're built it into that. The school, the parking's great. The food's good. They got Chick-fil-A. They got Lido's. They got this. Now the team's winning. They've been winning. Now he's just the best team in the league, 1 through 9. He's got 9 guys. Tark's coming off the bench. Yeah. His brother's. The culture and the family togetherness that Scary's built. And this goes to some other teams. See, I got the Final Four area team of Maryland's 1. I got Towson 2 and Mason 3. They can switch, but I got them those. And then it would be Georgetown if the guy was healthy, but not if not GW. That's who my 4 teams, not VC. I'm not going as far as Richmond. You circle, Navy, Mount St. Mary's, all of them. I want to see those guys play, and I hope Maryland starts playing them. And I know Maryland and Georgetown are going to play, but Scary is trying to play people around here. But he couldn't, so he had to go to Kennesaw State. Irvine, who's on the bubble right now, literally Irvine, but and Kent State, who's gone to the tournament. He had to go to Calgary and drive 2 hours to play them. He had to go to St. Mary's to take money because nobody in the East would play. Villanova, Georgetown, those guys. Cowards you are. Play the man. They wouldn't play him for money. They wouldn't pay him to play him.
Right.
Because what are you going to do when you play Scary? Tough. You got to better be able to rebound. He's going to hit the offensive glass. They're going to go inside. When he makes threes, and that's, I want to hear Jason's,
I worry a little bit about the inconsistency in their perimeter game, and it seems to me that they've been reluctant in several games where I'm sitting there screaming, just throw it down to Suleiman, and Suleiman standing on the baseline opening things up so they can throw it around the perimeter and try to get a baseline three rather than lob it down. Because they do rebound so well and they play defense so well, I feel like
they're a little Michigan State-y.
They are. Like, if Williamson's on, I think they could light somebody's ass up in the tournament. But if they have to play from behind against a better school, a deeper school.
He's played from behind a little too much this year.
Yeah, I don't think they can get away with that, you know, if they survive the CAA tournament. I just don't know that style's going
to
work.
Please listen to me. You've been fantastic this year. I love working the games. Honor and a privilege. It really is. Been really one of my happy places to go in life. You pull in there, and Mike's great, and everybody. And Spiro,
it's awesome.
It's
awesome
just
game
it's a
day
whole fun thing. Spiro's got his worry beads, and he's worried about who's going to miss the next free throw. I'm like, it's 2 hours before the game. That's what the Greeks, they do that in there. They're thinking of Wire season 2. It's just been an unbelievable run, but he's got this thing going for 3 years.
Yeah.
Timberlake and them, they were up 5 last year with a couple minutes to go against Charleston. Charleston is not Charleston of last year.
No.
Wilmington is very good.
That's the one that scares me, because if Wilmington is hitting the threes and you've got to beat Wilmington in the low 80s.
But you got to have all these people. We need some. If you can have 4,000 here, you can have 1,000 in D.C.
I said on the show yesterday, they're going to have buses for the students.
Have to.
It's an hour to that arena. I hope they show. I hope they can post.
The first round, I don't think, no offense, I don't think they, but Mama's playing bad. Now they got Hampton, who's won 5 in a row.
Hampton looks, that kid Farrakhan can play.
Beware the game after the big win celebration, hey. Timothy.
Yeah.
We have seen this picture before. We have arrived at the mountaintop until we lose the next game and everybody goes, what's wrong? In other words, Hampton's coming in, won 5 in a row. Mama's playing better, but they manhandled Monmouth. They're the best team. I got them. No way they can't knock on wood lose the first game. So because you get a double bye,
right?
Those other two are on the weekend. So get the buses. There's no traffic. Yeah. It's an hour away. We'll meet at the
championship is the Tuesday night, I think, for TV.
Yeah, Tuesday.
So they'll play a weekend game and then a Tuesday.
Are you on the call tomorrow? On the call for Wizards anytime soon, Jimmy?
No, we're taking a little Wizards, but we got the CIAA tonight, which is beautiful. Luke D'Alessio, head coach at Fayetteville State, number 1 seed. Was my assistant.
Oh, cool.
Was down there yesterday. Plank and all the fellows were down there. Girls and boys playing. Girls games are great, too. That's a great adventure down there. It's more than just a basketball tournament. It's a pretty social scene down there. Tomorrow I have Towson. 4 o'clock.
Nice.
We play Hampton. Hampton's good. They got 5 points. They have their own 5. They're not any depth, but they've won 5 in a row.
The backcourt, the Beal Jr. kid and Farrakhan are legit.
Look at Jason doing his homework. Yes, Farrakhan.
I had him on the money line. They almost came through for me. They lost by 1 at Drexel. They should have won that damn game. They should have won that damn game. Hampton's turning around.
Josh is doing a great job at Loyola. The Maryland women, if they can just, that was a big win in Indiana. So we got Maryland women, Maryland men in the big tournament. 1,000 men have a really good shot. Morgan and Coppin, that league's wide open. Coppin just beat Howard, and it doesn't. That's a one. But I hope everybody out there is listening. The Atlantic 10 has turned into a one bid league. Unless VCU loses, VCU doesn't win it. They might get a second bid. Jason, It's one bid leagues all the way down. It doesn't matter how good you are. I know Towson can win a game in that tournament.
Yeah.
They got to win their tournament, so we need the fans there.
Jimmy, what do you think of the possible tournament expansion? Are you for or against?
You asked me that, Timothy. Yes. I would only add another Dayton. Like, go from 68 to 72. But here's the problem. It's like politics, man. Politics.
Yeah.
That was the Vietnam movie with Charlie Sheen.
I went over my head. I'm
sorry. Yes, we're working on you. I don't know
nothing about nothing, Jimmy.
Yes, you do. We're just too old. If you're going to give me four mid-majors, I want to expand it. If you're not, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be a hypocrite. I get paid because I work the pro game, and the big boys run everything in college, and we're all grateful they pay for all the sports. I know football and basketball pays for everything. I know we're blessed to be in sports. But if Towson's going to get in, or Charleston the year before, or another A-10 team, or a Mountain West team, I'm down for it. Jason, I want your opinion since you're smarter than me.
I'm not smarter than anybody.
Do we want the 14th team from the Big Ten? And what does that do?
We've seen
us
enough mediocrity. Let them go out to Vegas and play in that thing they've already set up for them. Yeah. Let them do that.
He's Jimmy Patsos. Tune in tomorrow for the
Towson game. You guys are the greatest.
You're the greatest.
I'll be the greatest. But have faith. Willard's doing great. But tomorrow's a big game, everybody.
You got me scared about tomorrow.
Well, Tim gave me the stat. He's the one that gave me the stat. You know what?
Blame
We're
Tim.
Due to win.
Sorry. Hey, that's true. That's the optimistic
way. You know what they should do is be mad about the 60-footer and just go up there and take care of business.
That's what I'm hoping.
Coming up
Thank
next,
you, brother.
Six-pack time on a Friday. The six things the Ravens need to do differently. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.